They keep trying because their great desire is to create societies that can be considered humanoids and from the past to participate in humanoid colonizations through the universe. It's unlikely, but hopefully it will happen one day because the desire to be a humanoid is a laudable desire anyway. Responding to another question that CB passed me, no, there is a race of reptilians living here since the time of dinosaurs. There is no race of intelligent reptilians locally developed sharing this humanoid colony, only reptiles that you already know in your fauna and those who came in spaceships. Some of you are still doing very picturesque conjectures on dimensions without fathom that other dimensions are only other observation points. Soon everyone will realize that there is so much to do in the third dimension, that any detail of a fourth dimension is totally irrelevant and without any practical use, because it is not the same reality that we live here in our sparsely populated universe. Understand an important principle: the more populated is our universe, will be the fastest development of all as a whole. You can spend 3,000 to 5,000 years at level 1 and be prepared for 2,000 to 3,000 years at level 2, 3,000 to 5,000 years at level 3, 5,000 to 6,000 years in the level 4 and so on. These periods between levels will decrease appreciably, the more our universe is populated. But anyway, it's much better to spend 6,000 years in level 4 than 3,000 years at level 1. There are societies that are over 20,000 years at level 1 by problems linked to their own doctrines. When you will able to see and understand all the ways that must be trodden until level 9, will understand the meaning of all that I have spoken in these 2 years. Currently, about 20% of the population will have possibly changed their frequencies together with the frequency of the planet. I said that up to 32% could be housed underground in shelters provided for this purpose. Not necessarily need to be level 1 to be taken to shelters. Look, the important thing is that there are thousands of levels 1 waiting to incarnate on this planet now for the next generation. They are spirits of other races who will participate in the development of this new society as Earthlings. Understand that basically, we are all brothers forever. The shelters are being finalized. CB has helped us opining on essential items that should have shelters to house certain ethnicities and not cause very large shocks in different eating habits and customs. Many reports have been forwarded to complement the reports of Pleiades living between segments of your society. The operational bases are a different matter from shelters. The shelters have no connection with any base of operations. Many bases are already sealed, some will keep maintenance crews. Only the Great Base Antarctica will be active for any support to spaceships in service. Reports from Pleiadians regarding specific operational plans is matter between them and the CG. When some action is of general character involving all participating fleets, I can anticipate the issues for you. The Pleiadians will be responsible for decontamination of nuclear plants when and if things reach a critical state. This will be done not to help your governments but by the people and for the protection of wildlife remaining on the planet. The pole shift is happening. With the increasingly close alignment, the declination of axis of the planet will follow the direction of the resultant vector of energy flow received from the gravitational center of the galaxy, against the inertia of the rotating mass of the planet. This is already happening, can be accelerated for a few days, for large emissions of protons coming from your sun, as this will deform the magnetic field in such a way that it forces the core to rotate in the liquid magma. The nucleus, being heavy, has a sort of gyroscopic rotation. He struggles to keep the original relative position due to large inertial mass, but cannot keep up against much more powerful gravitational forces. It can happen anytime. I cannot speak on exact dates as I have explained, but will happen in these remaining days of the year. Look, the immediate problem is the release of internal pressure on the planet and not the declination of axis. The declination of the magnetic axis is not a problem except for your satellites and navigation, but the problem is the migration of the geographical poles to the new position of the rotation axis relative to the sun, but this change will be slower. Be assured that whatever has to happen will already be planned in the natural law of universal order, and the planet will survive, as well as this colony. You will not be alone. Some unanswered questions are now taking advantage of our friend Thomas' questions. The big differences in ethnicities on your planet are the result of many groups from different levels of consciousness that were directed here. A great mix of ethnic groups advanced, with very ignorant deviations of personality and wickedness have more fertile field among the most favored. The better and more comfortable lives a race here, the better the chances of not evolve on a planet with so many social disparities, because the liability with respect to disadvantaged ethnic groups should be a priority for a real attempt to stabilize the planet's aura. The comfort should be connected directly to the conscience. If someone was well born and lived irresponsibly, enjoying his current condition with an abundant life, regardless of an equal which has little chance of staying alive, certainly not return for several incarnations as an athlete or rich to realize the same mistakes. This is not punishment from God, no, it is a misconduct for which you created yourself. The better you are born as humanoid, the greater your responsibility towards the less fortunate. Richness, beauty, athleticism, health, these are trials more important than you realize. Many people fail when it reaches these points, many lose many incarnations until they develop the balance of awareness needed to realize what is right and what is superfluous. You can see people that live longer, are those in regions where their food contains no preservatives and poisons that increase the profit of your industries. Those who are well off, they always want more, even if it take a little more of who have almost nothing. Many recycle the misery and ignorance of their own people to maintain control and power. In a society level 1, these discrepancies tend to disappear. Consciousness will take the reins of social development and there will be a huge respect for your fellows, even the humblest. Human rights need not be written on paper, must be born in the conscience of each and be part of the third eye, the one that observes and integrates your soul to the universe, which will be at your fingertips. Friends, take a huge quartz crystal, one of a ton. Break it until it turns into dust. If you look at the dust under a microscope, you'll see thumbnails of the crystal 1 ton, identical, and even the smaller pieces will have the same piezoelectric characteristics, similar to large, in the right proportions of power. We are the bits, we have the same features as our creator. But we are still only very little ones. The more we unite, the larger the crystal we will form together. Video 92, friends of our channel and YouTubers welcome. Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 92, October 15, 2012. Friends, I got a news that, depending on the analysis of the accuracy of facts by the Community Galactica, may change the current course of events. A motion of dissent lines of your elites managed to contact the leadership of the fleet Pleiadians that is on the planet and are trying to manage another solution for the planet. They do not agree with the plans of the other elitist faction to eliminate much of the population, and are trying to sign some agreements of conduct with the galactic community. Even if these agreements happen and the plans of the other faction are neutralized, they do not represent the planet as leadership, will be treated as part of the population. Any social reorganization that goes into effect on the planet after the implementation of a new context will be consigned to direct approval by the board of the Community Galactica. They are requesting the direct intervention of the Community Galactica over the control of natural disasters that are expected, the control of large solar emissions that are about to happen any time by the approach of Nibiru system, the control of internal pressure on the planet that is about to cause a huge cataclysm, minimization of climatic effects generated by the reversal of the poles because of the approaching galactic hemisphere, and the neutralization of military actions of the opposing faction. To do so, would be a giving detailed plans of all actions planned, and all deposits and secret laboratories that comprise the current organization of the global elite. The board of the Community Galactica will be examining all details pertaining to this query to give some advice. This is a decision that should generate a lot of work for the Community Galactica in the administration of this colony, as it would against natural events that should filter the new colony. This filtering would account for the time it would take until all the zero level being transferred by natural death to their new places of settlement. It will be difficult to obtain an opinion of the board of the Community Galactica with so little time left, so do not count much with this possibility. Your elitist takes long to decide to request such assistance, and that could derail the implementation of any plan at this time remaining. I personally think that the Community Galactica will not take responsibility for changing the natural course of events, because they would have to take the direct administration of the colony due to lack of proper leadership at the time of this transition. In this case, you can imagine what can happen when aliens begin to interact with your various ethnicities. For this reason, I believe that there is not much time to plan global action of this magnitude. But as the Community Galactica has virtually unlimited resources, anything can happen. Any of the possibilities, it will be a big change for this whole colony of Earthlings. Be prepared to assist us in this process if this option happens. We will need all possible volunteers to assist in this interaction with 7 billion people. The list of coordinates received from CB contains only 250 people that may possibly help us. If it happens, we will need many more to help in this great mission. Now I'll answer some questions accumulated. Mithy, NASA is announcing the coming of a super bright comet, called 2012 S1, which must pass through the solar system in November 2013. This would be the Nibiru? Oh, not Nibiru. Some great super bright bodies are really comets or other objects. It will interact with the system as any large comet or wandering body. They are so bright because a natural process of cold fusion as a force field, like what happens in the suns of Sirius, Rigel, among many others. Good fusion fields are totally different from the context of light emission from your sun, which is caused by atomic reaction. Do not worry about great lights, several important things should happen and seeing until you can see some passing by. As I said, I'll let you know when the system Nibiru is coming to be seen by all. Mithy, since you is a behavioral scientist, I wanted your professional opinion on this subject. Matt asks, since humans have evolved for at least 14 billion years throughout the universe and reproduction requires the opposite sexes, do you consider homosexuality to be unnatural and a psychological disorder, and if so, will it be treated like all other disorders and eliminated in the future with the new society? Matt, homosexuality is not a disease, it is a state of mind. Many details can make this state of mind manifest. Often it manifests come from experiences in previous incarnation or in early childhood, where traumas were printed in subjective memory. Wars where men had a duty to participate, abuses suffered in both boys and girls, dominant and violent partners, problems between parents, fear of not being reciprocated or fear of failing to prove their status to a sexual partner of the opposite sex, many factors can have influenced the condition of mood. This state of mind will fit, as the individual can assume your identity, and that only he can set with the time and own experience. Homosexuality curiosity is also a form of self-affirmation, and who needs this experience is getting to know yourself better somehow. Any physical experience that is the result of a desire to learn more is the best way to self-adjust within himself. Each individual has its own characteristics, inherited or not. The factors above, each is solved according to their own wills. The important thing is that everyone can be understood, respected and loved, each with their different needs, for which the society be really a free beings. Of course, in societies of level 1, these social problems will cease to exist, so there are no causes. The effect will cease to exist over time. Mithy, Tina asks, does marriage exist in the universe or is it just an invention of the religions, made by people here on Earth? Is there a special bond between the love of man and woman in the universe or on another planet? Are you married? Tina. All humanoids started their colonies in the same way. Reproduction is a form peculiar to all. Marriage in itself is an invention of your planet. But the fact is that life in pairs is almost a constant also for other humanoid races. If you decide to live together to procreate or simple company, communicate the families and assume each other, no further legal complications as those imposed here by your society. I have a girl on my planet. but I still do not live together due to my constant absence. Maybe one day. Yes, all the ancient structures, temples, caves, pyramids, monoliths, etc. were gifts given by teams of astronauts to the civilizations of the past here on planet Earth. Mithy, Michael asks if it is true that American soldiers have found in a cave in Afghanistan a 5,000-year-old vimana and that 8 U.S. soldiers are missing. It is said that the owner of this vimana was a prophet named Zoroaster. Michael, what you call vimanas is small transportation devices, which were presented to those that spread philosophies of life given to the tribes by certain breeds. The operation of these vimanas were conditioned molecularly to specific touch of gifted, or do not work with anyone else. Therefore, after the death of the owners, they ceased to be of any use and were left in caves or tombs. These are units with technology that may cause bad effects if disassembled by personnel without the necessary qualification. You will find many traces of alien technology by the planet. In Russia there are weapons of defense ray energy buried for centuries. If dismantled by unskilled personnel can cause serious consequences for the entire region. Mithy, Leo asks, why do you say that wanting to be humanoid is laudable? What makes us so special? Also, why can't other races colonize other planets from the beginning like us? I'm a little confused. Are they spiritually different from us? This is an interesting question. The descendants of the reptilian and insects are totally different physically from humanoids, but not only in the physical. Their spirits also develop through the fourth dimension to its incarnation in planets in the third dimension, but the development is different. They do not have the same kind of feelings, their priorities are different. In the case of the descendants of insects, they take almost 10 times longer to reach the levels of frequency than humanoids. The reptilians, not counting on primordial instincts of affection and family, and also take up to 7 times more than the humanoids to pass levels. For this reason they want the ability to incorporate feelings of humanoids to their brains cold-blooded, to increase speed of development. When societies of these races, reaching the level 10 of the third dimension, will move to the fourth, along with the humanoids, and there will be no more differences. The problem is getting there. The humanoids are far from perfect, we make mistakes a lot to learn something, we are too proud to admit our mistakes, and we are very heterogeneous in terms of culture, but we have feelings too developed, which generates a more effective interaction between our colonies by the whole universe. This is a characteristic of mammals in general, not only of the humanoids. The difference is that we have activated our brains and can think, philosophize and develop technologies, when the rest of the animals not. But the primal instincts are present in all warm-blooded mammals. A dog may adopt a kitten as her offspring, an alligator never adopt a turtle, but it's always a good snack. Vlxnap 375574.png Vlxnap 375726.png Video 93, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A Video 93, October 28, 2012. Yurosh ask, Mithy, what about this object being launched to the Popocatepetl volcano? Friends, this is a probe Arcturian, of pressure control that interacts with the boilers near the surface. Probes are large, 3,000 or more feet long. They are being placed in all large boilers that are erupting for a possible intervention if the Community Galactica so decides. These probes will be on standby for a possible use if the board decides to intervene and minimize the tectonic processes. Similar probes were used in the Canary Islands and other supervolcanoes to prevent collapse so far. This probe was filmed by you for a possible error of logistics of some crew Arcturian because they are usually released during eruptions with large emissions of smoke when they go unnoticed. As you are watching, the tectonic movements began to emphasize in recent weeks, and volcanic activity is increasing together. When the pressure exceeds the inertia of the plates and they start to move, they will stop only after all the pressure to stabilize at a new context of retrofitting. Only Arcturian technology could minimize these effects, allowing time for evacuations more effective, so in the case of Community Galactica to assume responsibility for the planet in this period of change. with respect to the sun. The Krulians' many ships and Sirius are monitoring their behavior, but, as I've explained previously, little could interfere because the behavior of the sun galactic hemisphere. This change will be necessary for the physical and climatic changes in all planets of this solar system, not only on Earth. Interfere in favor of the Earth would deny other consequences necessary for the evolution of other planets. Mythi, why the Arctic is almost thawed, and Antarctica is significantly increasing its area of ice? Well, this is a typical reaction of instability caused by artificial thawing of your northern region by your governments, generating too much moisture, causing violent storms with flooding in specific regions and creating huge hurricanes in others, by convergence of masses of vapor with different temperatures. All steam artificially accumulated in your atmosphere creates a high volume of condensation in cold areas of the planet, which is the case in Antarctica. To be easy to understand, if you leave your freezer for days open in your kitchen, it will be filled with ice, condensed from the vapor available in the air. In the case of Antarctica, it is the open freezer on planet 699386 main_arcticcsminutes.jpg 699387 main_antarcticcsmax.jpg. As we had accumulated many more questions about this, let's incorporate this response given by Mythi as part of this set of videos. Mythi, some scientists confirmed that there were atomic explosions or something in the region where India stands today. There are local and skeletons unearthed at archaeological sites with high levels of radiation. How could this have happened? Well, there were many ancient battles here on the planet that you consider today as yours. From about 600,000 years so far, there have been at least 20 battles for control of planet Earth between different races. In all of these ancient battles, missiles with atomic energy were used. Atomic weapons have been eradicated after the replacement of such weapons by high-energy beams under the consensus of the Community Galactica. Our Community Galactica is one of the newest of the universe. This part of the universe was considered wild by then. In this region you asked, there was a large colonial settlement. The DNA come from a society whose name in English sounds like a pam of planet Skanda in Pleiades, which is also a planet of great abundance of water. When the settlement called Rama was in its heyday, about 12,000 years ago, there was a major invasion of an amphibious reptilian race from a planet orbiting Sirius B, who wanted the right to claim the entire region. These reptilians have used the region as a hunting preserve for over 500,000 years ago, when there were no settlements of humanoids here. The Andromeda Atonians that were here taking care of their own colonization, detected the fleet reptilian and notified the Apamis, who came to the defense of its colony, and there was a great battle. A large reptilian mothership fired atomic weapons, destroying almost the entire colony. During the battle, the few Atonian spacecraft who were on the planet, have come together to strengthen Apamis' fleet, and together the two fleets repelled the reptilians back to Sirius B. Several spacecraft Apamis and reptilians were defeated and exploded, adding to the destruction of parts of the region. After the battle, many of the areas were grounded to reduce the radiation and all spacecraft parts were taken away. The remnants of the colony who took refuge in underground labyrinths then moved out of locality and founded another city. With a little perseverance, your archaeologists will find pieces of these ships, and many bodies of reptilians, buried in this region. ipad_14420_star_wars_space_battle.jpg nuclear_bomb_expo_08.jpg untitled 3.jpg, untitled 5.jpg, greatbath1.jpg, greatbath.jpg. Matt asks, since disclosure is upon the human race in a short time, what measures has the CGP put in place to counter and control any hostile behavior that is likely to occur when advanced extraterrestrial civilizations make themselves known? All the inhabitants of this planet, they've lived a fake reality for so long, including and not limited to the cover-up of alien life. When billions of clueless humans come to find out aliens are all very real in literally a screaming hurry, how ill the could contain the situation? Or do you think it will be an afterthought for the population after the prospected events have occurred? Matt, in the case of a contact globalized, many steps are taken to avoid further problems. Our fleet now proudly currently has 520 volunteers and over at least 200 friends and relatives of the volunteers, so are willing to help this transition, according to the list forwarded recently by ICB. A great increase of possibilities that makes us an excellent liaison between the communities in which we may act. But I'll explain that other techniques may be used. We have systems that can simply reduce dramatically the muscular reflexes of the body without altering the mental or intellectual capacity of an entire community and make the attackers listeners, so that we have time to explain the context of events without an hostilities against our people. This action is taken only when there is no the form of assistance possible. It's how you beat a person who is drowning in order to save her life unless she takes you to the bottom together, by being out of control emotionally. These techniques work well in humans in good health, but with the amount of beings with problems of blood pressure and other heart and kidney problems in your communities, you will avoid the maximum taking action that could cause them any aggravation of these problems. Another technique is to project a collective conscience that we are friends and cause a feeling of unconditional friendship. But that would not have merit for you to be considered ready for a relationship matured enough to be part of the community Galactica as members fully self-developed. Some things have to be proven and experienced so they can have real validity. For thousands of years, your ruling elites tried to keep their people under control through subliminal religions, beliefs and folklore, as they still do today with subliminal advertisements everywhere. Everything is imposed. It includes thoughts, holograms, subliminal messages of Anakind, is a form of subjugation, and it does not validate the conscientization of our colony. Here on Earth many are not ready, but many others are. Those are the ones that will validate the passage of this colony to the next level. The interstellar connection. Friends, stand firm in your convictions. As I already mentioned before, the caterpillar that crawls, if given the chance, will turn into a butterfly and can fly one day. Some will take longer than others, but in the end, this is the natural law of things, immutable. Some are prettier, some will fly higher, but all will fly and continue to develop. Video 94, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 94, November 07th 2012. Mithy, we have information theoretically from NASA that a large asteroid the size of Texas is coming directly toward us between this month and next. They ironically gave him the name of Nibiru. It proceeds. One of planetoids orbiting the system Nibiru, orbiting further away, has small moons orbiting it, and one of them will pass very close to Earth, so much close. The planetoids will be easy to observe enlightened by your sun, but the dwarf star in the center will be a dark spot most of the time for issuing protons and partially block the sunlight spectrum. Krulian's shuttles will be monitoring the system to prevent a catastrophe of proportions of mass extinction and to protect your moon. Your governments know perfectly everything that is happening, and will use this information to manipulate the masses by the end of the implementation of preset agendas. The navies of three of your governments settled large quantities, like hundreds of tons of conventional explosives, not atomic, in some kind of large metallic cylinders, at a venue of your Pacific Ocean. Perhaps they are planning a false impact of asteroid to meet the original schedule. The community Galactica has not yet manifested on the subject of direct intervention, therefore thy ruling elites may be trying to advance the final steps of the agenda. All these operations were accompanied by the Arcturian, and reports have been passed to the Council. The solar emissions were released by Krulians under the command of CG, and large emissions may happen in response to gravitational imbalance, caused by Nibiru system in close pass to Earth. The geomagnetic field of the planet is very weak, and will be of little protection during the passage of galactic hemisphere that is ongoing, and along with the changes in the magnetic field, you will have a drastic decrease in the radiation belt you call Van Allen. This force field will decrease gradually to dissipate completely in direct proportion to the change in frequency of the planet for level 1. Your governments have this information and are monitoring the dissipation of the force field, with the Proteus twins who launched months ago for this purpose.